Online podcast, May 19th, 2005. Hello everyone, welcome to online podcast. As you can hear, my voice is still a little hoarse. I'm going to work, but I'm not going to work this time from home. I'm actually from work to go to the other work. I don't think I've done a podcast from here to from work to work before. But you're gonna go with me to work today. I will do a short podcast because the distance from my day job to my other job is not really far. I just have a few comments and things that I would like to talk to you about regarding, well, you know, things. Nothing specific today, because I wasn't planning on doing a show today, since I thought I should rest my voice until I have to sing on Thursday. Doesn't sound like I'm going to be able to do the singing thing if excuse me, if the progress is this slow, because I don't think I'm really, I got better, but not far enough to allow me to sing. I tried to sing it and I just still couldn't hold a note properly up on a certain range. So I am probably not going to be able to do my singing today for you. I'm actually doing this recording on the 18th of May, which is Wednesday? Is it Wednesday? Yeah, it's Wednesday. So I'm going to my other job now. And so I'm going to be quiet because I'm going to be walking out of the building, so I don't want to talk when I'm going out of the building and I'm turning off my lights and such. La la la, la la la, la la. Oh, do I have all my crap? Yeah. Okay, I just step off of the building, getting into my car. Okay. Alright, I'm in my car now. Just a few things that I want to mention. I want to say thank you to Archer for sending me a really nice message. And I'll probably be inserting the message somewhere, probably right now. And now I'll tell you more about it. I have a few other comments when I come back from the message.
Hi John, this is Archer from Archer Radio. Just listened to your most recent podcast, and I just wanted to say I'm sorry to hear that your voice is gone, and I hope it comes back soon so you can get back to podcasting. So get better and start talking. Bye.
Okay, so thank you, Archer, so much for sending me your voice, I mean, comment, and your well wishes. And okay, so every once in a while I'll go to my host, wherever that, you know, my server, and there's this referral, you know, whoever sent my, oh, what is this? Farmer Care Specialty Pharmacy. There's this new store around the corner of my office. But anyway, every once in a while I'll go find out who sends, who's linked to my site. And I found this, oh, I don't remember the link now. I'll probably post it on my website. It is a site that, it was somebody's blog, and they were also talking about the San Francisco International Film Festival, and he or she apparently is a Malaysian, and was talking to me, I mean, no, was talking to, well, he had a post about the film festival, and I think was on one of the films that we discussed, you know, me and Henry and I discussed on one of my shows. And of course, there's this commenter or reader of the blog posted the link to my show that we discussed about Putri Gunung Ledang, or Princess of Mount Ledang. And the reason why I want to talk about this is because, you know, as you are getting, as you're putting yourself out there in the public, whether or not you're being a singer or an artist of some sort, putting your work out there, comment or anything, you are prone to get feedback. I mean, all of us know that. Otherwise, why do we have the comment site for our blog, right? So people, and most of the time it's a good comment, and some every once in a while you get some pretty bad ones, nasty ones. But everyone should be expecting that if you are doing anything in the public, blogging or podcasting. But I just want to comment on the comment that person, I think the name was Ayu, A-Y-U, and he was saying that, yeah, it was. He said that there was this, me apparently, was said that Hang Tua, you know, of course that character that, you know, I've been in the United States for 10 years, and before then, you know, it's just been a while, let's put it that way. And so he was saying, I said Hang Tua, and I really honestly forgot about Hang Tua as being spelled T-U-A-H instead of T-U-A. And T-U-A means old, T-U-A-H means Tua, it would be luck, I think. And he said, oh, that guy was talking about Tua being old. He's so bodoh. And bodoh means stupid. So I was, you know, when I hear the message, there are two reactions. First is like, yeah, that's right. I mean, I admitted to the error that I made. But at the same time, I kind of felt a little prick, you know, from being called a bottle, you know. But mentally, I mean, not mentally, what am I trying to say? Intellectually, I know that I shouldn't take offense of, you know, whatever he's, you know, commenting. You know, he has his own peace of mind. And he can, you know, he can say whatever he wants. I myself can react to his comment however I want. Of course, how I want it to be is that, oh, I'll just take it as a comment and nothing else, and won't take it personal. But of course, that's just a little prick. I mean, it's not serious. It's not bothering me that I want to cry or anything. But it still was a little prick. I think it does get a little getting used to. And I'm sure a lot of people out there who has work or things done in the public would have the same feeling. It is sometimes, you know, intellectually that you're not supposed to take it personal, but you still do when the word is slapped in front of you. So I just wanted to comment on that. Plus, of course, like I've heard this about other podcasters as well, when there is one good, when there's, you know, 100 good comments, and when there's one bad comment, all of a sudden that one bad comment stand out like this big giant mountain in front of you. But I'm not going to let that happen. It, you know, plus I really did make the mistake. But so I want to comment on that, and I'm sure I would like to actually have the person IU comment on what you know, what stuff to respond to his response. So I hope he's listening. I don't know whether he's gonna be listening or not, since he thinks that I'm stupid. But well, I don't think I'm stupid. I have forgotten a lot of my facts, and that is part of the show. That is part of the show why it is a American culture intertwined with Malaysian culture and Chinese culture, and that makes online podcasts. It's not a news program, and therefore there will be errors. Well, get Newsweek. There's error in Newsweek, and there's error in, you know, the CNN. So, but, you know, it is a pretty dumb error, though, I have to say. I have to admit that. But that's why it's a podcast. It's not a newscast. I would... so that's the one thing that I want to say. And that's one of the reasons why I want to do a show today, is to tell you how I feel about that. You know what? A lot of people have been talking about how good a therapy is by doing podcasting, and I realize, you know, just a few seconds ago that I already feel better. I mean, it wasn't bothering me a whole lot anyway, but it was something that I was thinking about, so I want to get it out. So now that it's out, I'm completely relieved. So that's good. I'm not late for work yet, so I can actually spend a little bit of time talking to you about it still, about things in my car. Because I have arrived here to my other job in the parking lot. And I'm so behind on all my shows. I'm very behind on all my shows. I'm catching up to, I think I'm probably about a day and a half behind now. So if I can actually get some shows down today, I might be able to catch up over the weekend. Or at least get back down to Monday. Right now, I'm about a day and a half away from catching up to all my shows that I listen to religiously. And let's see what else I want to tell you. I have a lot of interesting topics that I've planned. There are certain things that I can only do when I'm at home, where I can insert all the clips and everything. It's more like a studio show. But there's another thing. I have recently found out that I've always been searching and hunting for shows that's produced in Asia, because I want to hear the perspective of Asia from somebody who is currently living there. As you can see from my Hang Tua incident, Hang Tua meaning that, you know, wrongly thinking that it's a different word. I've been away from the country for about 10 years now. And I have a complete different point of view looking back in Malaysia than when I actually lived there. So things are a little bit different, and, you know, that is like something that I want to get, you know, the current news and the entertainment news and all the, you know, things that's going on in Malaysia currently, as that person's living in the country. So I want to hear a lot of that. So far I haven't found anything yet. I have heard a few shows. A few shows that I really like was a show that was actually produced in Canada, I think. It's called The Pig Cast, and it's a Cantonese show, and I really like it. I'm going to play a little bit of the clip of Pig Cast right now.
我另外仲有啲要救命嘅嘢咧，就係誒咁啊！即係話，即係我諗係就伊朗有個習慣咧，就係佢哋飲嘢咧，即係飲熱嘢嗰陣咧，咁佢哋會即係中意啲熱水咧，歇住佢咯，揾個爐咁啊，即係教個爐火好細咁樣，咁跟住就放個茶煲喺上面，甚至係茶壺咯。我見過有朋友係放茶壺，成個茶壺抌咗喺個爐上面嘅，咁啊呢邊用電爐啊嘛。 咁咧就話説，琴日啦，咁啊，我朋友就朋友過嚟睇，即係佢過嚟我屋企嗰度煲糖水啦，跟住我哋喺度睇大長今啦，咁跟住。 咁跟住咧，我个 roommate 咧就系咁样放咗个擦煲喺个炉头度啦，咁啊教咗细火啦，咁出咗都好大煲水嘅，咁跟住我喺度睇大肠，咁睇成两唔知两集定三集，咁跟住咧佢冇出过嚟喎。即一路繼續 hit 住嗰刀水嘅喎，咁咪都算啦。咁不如後屘我哋都食曬糖，即煲好曬糖水，食曬糖水。咁然之後咧，再嘅即嘅再睇下個煲啦。咁已經有煲乾咗好多啦。咁跟住到後屘我哋再睇多套電影啊。跟住我都未係完全冇出過嚟嘅咯。咁啊。结果咧就系、是、到我睇晒啦，临瞓啦，咁啊，不如即系我见我 roommate 都冇乜出嚟嘅迹象啦，咁啊熄咗火去啦。咁跟住后屘，我个朋友嚟屈醒，佢后屘瞓厅嘅，咁佢就话即系我个 roommate 系到咧朝头早七八点咧起身先至有出过嚟咯。咁即系我琴晚间真系觉得我熄路系一个好明智嘅抉择，如果唔系咧，可能今日变咗烧猪啦。
So there was a little sample of podcast. I really like it. I also was listening to a Singaporean show called Mr. Brown something. Mr. Brown Radio something. It was completely Singaporean. I really like the local flavor.Of the show. And so if you're interested in Singapore culture and you know, listening to point of views from a local Singaporean, that's a good show to listen to.
Integrated as well.
Yeah.
Integrated. So what are you going to have? Yeah. Like little mini poke machines for the kids? Ding, 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 ding. 小孩子.
Yeah, really money.No, I tell you, you know, it's, you have to have a Singapore flavor to make it uniquely Singapore.
Flavor, right? Okay. Tzatziki.
So yes, you tzatziki, then you have mahjong. Mahjong actually is not uniquely Singapore. Every Chinese in the world actually plays mahjong. So
yeah, like every Chinese knows kung fu. I'm all thinking this way, right?
That's right.
We all know kung fu.
So you have this amusement park for the kids and everything, right? But then adults can play also. But adults cannot ride in the cars. The bumper cars are for the children only. But then all the bumper cars are got license plate one. So if langa, then the people can go and bet money.
Wow. Oh, yeah. There'll be a 4D booth inside.
Correct. 4D booth inside.
You don't think they will have, you don't think they have training areas outside the casino for kids? To like, you know, let the kids play with Monopoly money, let them learn how to play blackjack, all these games. Let them train. I mean, one day they
family
will
fun.
Two gamblers.
A family that gambles together, stays together.
Yes. They all go bus together.
Club together.
They play snack. They play snack. Happy family.
Happy family. What else can we do?
I mean, now it's like, you know, different day and age. Have to move to the times, man.
Yeah, because we are more mature, man.
Family, so, yeah. Mature society. Like level, you know. I just, today paper, I saw what, 15-year-old kids all going to Geylang and stuff. Times are different.
Oh, yeah, okay. Right,
kids all not innocent anymore.
The, premier.
And there's also a few shows coming out of, a university in England, who are mostly students from Hong Kong studying or actually Hong Kong immigrants now living in England and studying there in England. There are three shows that is probably coming out once a week that has Cantonese programming.And some of them I found really entertaining as well. Some of them are music. Most of them are music plus talk. One of them has more talk than music. And I will just play a few samples of this three shows that I listened to for a couple of times now.
咁咧就係一個人叫做 Jin 啊，咁佢就係 rap 嗰啲 rap 友嚟嘅，咁咧佢就喺係咪喺美國 ？Florida
係啊，美國㗎，
佢就係好 hit 啦！依家其實佢係香港人嚟嘅喎。
喺香港 family， 但係佢其實已經係美國養咗長大。
跟住佢咧就係喺呢個 rap 呢首 rap 入邊咧，佢叫 learn Chinese 喎。咁咧佢就中間會夾雜啲兩句廣東話嘅，我覺得幾特別，
幾得意
嘅。即係其實佢個人咧，佢係幾 aware 自己係 Chinese， 同埋佢係幾 proud of the fact， 因為佢之前我係聽 Kelvin 講嘅，係
啊
係。佢咧就比賽 rap 啊，同人
係啊係好勁啊。
係啊，跟住有人咧串佢話佢你係 Chinese 嘅喎，你做乜嘢喺度 rap 啊？咁跟住佢就話佢就喺度搏佢啦，用翻啲 rap， 即係佢個腦轉得好快，
係啊，好勁嘅喺 rap 嗰啲咧。
你點解唔 check 下你件衫都係 probably made in Chinese，made in China 咁係啦。跟住我覺得幾特別咯，佢咁
係啊，佢好犀利噶，係即係佢係嗰種即刻可以諗到，即刻可以 rap 到，
係啊，我覺得 rap 就係咁樣嘅，要即係嗰啲 battle 都係咁樣嘅。
不如我哋聽下先啦，
我哋聽下先啦。
咁都好嘅，你咁樣先可以練到你哋英文嘅。
但係唔覺得好奇怪咁，即係譬如你對住一個中國人，即係對住我哋，會突然間講英文
咁。咁即係好似你如果你一隻腳插住喺門口，一個腳透咗出嚟，咪要講半種咯。
即係個頭出嚟咁嗰啲。
你要講英文咧係嘛？咁你會唔會成日匿埋喺房咧咁？
其实我哋唔系，
即系你想倾偈咧，就
有啲义务嗰啲系会读我哋出嚟咯。
系真系人捉噶。
系啊，有啲有啲嗰啲叫 gap student 咧，佢都会睇咁，即系喺会报告俾个house mistress 听。
系咁衰。
系啊，咁所以我哋觉得，唉，点解会咁啊？虽然系好事，但系其实好难咯。
系咯，不过我好多 friend 都系好似你哋咁样，即系 GCSE 完咗之后就过嚟英国咁样读书。其实佢哋都觉得，即系突然之间变都好难嘅。香港你讲乜都咩都系。中文啊嘛，英文你香港都好少掂英文啦，系嘛？
都 OK， 其实系啊，系啊，系啊，都即系，譬如其实我自己系即系英文。
商場嚟
講，喂，聽講好似咧 ，City Super 咧都開咗間嘢喎。
哇，醒目喎，咁都俾你知道。係啊，其實 City Super 咧今次係第一次喺東九龍呢度發展嘅喎，同埋今次這個City Super 咧創新咗一個叫做 Cook Deli 咧，就裏面全部都係賣好多日本嘅食品啦。主要如果大家想食日本嘢，譬如有日本餃子啊，
有冇日本咖喱飯？
日本咖喱有喎、哦，你想食、啊？
我最中意食辣嘢噶嘛。
哇正喎、哦，其實都幾新穎咯。係啊，仲有日本烏冬添噶。
咩烏冬咁特別先？
烏冬啊，如果講起烏冬咧，有一個幾特別嘅幾個特色，我想介紹俾大家，就叫做北海道。讚奇烏冬醒目啊！佢同呢個道奇烏冬咧，其實就係、是、即一樣咁出名噶。即係點解佢咁出名咧？其實就係話。你知普通食嗰啲烏冬咧，即係如果喺出邊買嗰啲烏冬咧，就白散散
啊，
或者咁樣噶嘛。但係呢個
都好好食噶咯，已經
係啊，因為佢要加咗味精啊嘛。但係呢個讚奇烏冬嘅特色咧，就係佢唔加味精，唔加防腐劑噶。佢同埋咧，佢採用嗰種材料咧，係用 100% 北海道麵粉嚟製造嘅。咁好處係咩咧？好處就係你食落口好彈啊，好爽口啦。咁同埋即係因為佢咁新鮮啦，所以啲烏冬咧，即係唔可以留個。唔可以再留多日咯，即係佢一日咧就
即係我哋有信心嘅保證啦，保證係新鮮啦。
冇錯啦，所以呢個讚奇烏冬係幾值得。
Okay, then there is also Mark, who is currently living in Taiwan, I believe, and he's been living there for probably 18 years now, I think. And so he speaks very fluently, very fluent Mandarin and. The first show that I listened to, first show of his that I listened to was his sound scene tour in China, which was very captivating, very interesting, and I really liked it. So here's a little clip of Leg Up, or is that what his show called? Yeah, it's at Leg Up, and I'll put all the related links on my show also.
但是我台湾已经住了18年。I explained I lived in Taiwan now for 18 years.
哦，你在美国纽约出生啊？
对啊。哦。不像吗？
啊？
我不像吗？
不是。
开玩笑。
你一出来跟我说海南话，我都不相信。
啊？
没有，他一出来就跟我说。
那吓一跳。我跟你讲，我真的已经太习惯，因为你们做配音，让我心里没准备可以讲得通。
我一剪，你们都发呆了，反应不过来。
我们想找那个负责人问你嘛。
Right. So I'm explaining, you know, the advocate said, oh, you know, when you open your mouth, it's just being Chinese. I was shocked because, you know, it's so obvious that you're a fireman and you're speaking our language. And the other lady said, you can speak Chinese. I couldn't believe it. I said, I'm used to this. So, 我这样子就很奇怪，因为台湾现在台湾还有，但是每次来到了这里，我一开口，你会说不通话？你肯对啊？哦，了不起！
真的了不起啊！你说的那么好。
其实，也许你们觉得了不起，对我来讲就是环境的关系，因为本来有雪，后来台湾住了18年。
So here are a few shows that I have been checking out that has, you know, things that I've always looked for that is it's something in a different language, a language that I would understand. I hope that I'll be able to get more shows, listen to more Chinese content. It is something that I've always wanted to do.And I will review it and talk about it on my show when I have an opportunity to do so. Let's see, I guess it's about time to go to work now. I should get going. And thank you again for listening. Thank you for downloading and thank you for subscribing. I will talk to you another time, hopefully with my...voice back. I think it's probably going to at least take 3 or 4 more days to get back to its original state. Right now, it's still pretty bad. I can feel it in my throat. So, and of course, my second job required me to talk a whole lot tonight, so I'm going to have to rest my voice for tomorrow. So I will try not to speak a whole lot tonight, but, you know,kind of hard to do that when you're in a position like mine right now. I mean, job-wise, that I can avoid talking. I'm gonna have to talk tonight, but thanks again, and I will hopefully get to do another show soon, if not tomorrow, because I think tomorrow night I'm free, I'll be able to do a studio podcast, even if I have time or if I'm not lazy.I should end my show like a minute ago, but I'm still talking. So, thanks again for listening, and stay subscribed, and I will talk to you in the next show. And don't forget to smile. Bye-bye.